Huh? Would you know why?
No.
Well, let's see. If a boy wanted to, a little boy wanted to hide from me and scare me, say, he'd have to do what to conceal himself behind this couch? He'd have to
squat.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people squatting down on their, getting back to this?
No.
Haunches?
No.
Didn't mean anything to you.
No.
Heard it called the hunkers?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Instead of squat down, could you say anything else? Squat down or?
No. Just squat down.
Okay. Would stoop down be the same thing?
Stoop down, you bend over.
Just bend over.
Yeah.
Okay. From the waist, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Did I ask you about hunker down?
No.
Okay, hadn't heard of that.
No.
Alrighty. Okay. Say this expression. If somebody has been sick, somebody might say about him, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit
pale, weak, sickly.
Okay. What about if a man, talking about a man who was able to lift very heavy weights? Thank you. A man who's able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And someone who always has a smile on his face and something nice to say about people, you say he's awfully
happy, cheerful.
Okay. Good natured, would that be?
Mm-hmm. Good natured.
Mm-hmm. And a boy, sometimes when he reaches a certain age, when he's growing up, always runs into things, bumps into things, trips over his own feet.
Clumsy.
He's what?
Clumsy. Has two left feet.
Two left feet. Oh, okay. Or say if you're talking about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all, you say he's just a plane.
Oh, if they don't make any sense, he's a mystery. I don't know.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Like that. He's crazy. Okay.
He's loony.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call anybody like that a fool? He's just playing fool.
No.
Kind of what he's doing. Why wouldn't you call somebody a fool?
I don't call nobody a fool.
Strong term?
I don't know. It just, you know, reading the Bible, don't call anybody a fool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go to hell for it. I don't know. Well, I just never call anybody a fool.
As reason as any.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
What about a man who has a lot of money but likes to keep hold of it? He's an old.
He's stingy.
Stingy, yeah. You ever heard any names for him, though?
Tightwad.
Sure. Okay. If I said this, she's just as common as she could be. I think we might talk about this, too. What would that mean to you?
She's just like anybody else.
Just average,
mm-hmm.
ordinary person. Would it ever mean something derogatory, something bad?
Not to me, it wouldn't.
Would. Okay. Talking about an older person, maybe somebody in his 80s, who is still able to look after himself, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Independent, I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say he's still lively, he's still mighty spry, something like that?
No.
Okay. See if
he does good for his age, I don't know.
See if the children are out later than they're supposed to be, and the mother is getting a little bit anxious about this, you might say that she felt a little
uneasy.
Before?
Uneasy.
Or if a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say that he's of the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
Any names for a child you've heard for a child who scares easily?
Hmm?
Fraidy cat, scaredy cat?
Yeah. Use those when I was little, you know.
Which one?
Scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat. Alright. Talking about a person who's afraid, this expression.
A chicken.
Okay. You might say, well,